Beginning tonight, Shirin Simin Kuf Pei Gimel, we're up to Sif Hei, which is the top line on page Pei Ches, right after page 174. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Yesh Misha Omer Sheim HaMavarech Iter Oches HaKos B'Yemino Shehu Smol Kol Adam. Yesterday we discussed that when it comes to the Kol Shav Racha, you should pick it up with two hands, place it in one hand, your palm on the bottom, your fingers around the coast, and it should be in your right hand. The left hand should not be touching the coast. Your left hand, if need be, should be under your right hand, helping to support the coast. And here the Mechaber tells us that there are those who say that if the one that's leading the benching is a lefty, he should hold the cup in his right, meaning his stronger hand, which is the left hand. So a lefty should hold the coast in his left hand. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat and Chaf, if he's ambidextrous, he is equal in both hands. Then the person should hold the kos in his right hand. You should know everything mentioning in the way you hold the kos in the last sif and in this sif. Hiskin bevir hagrod hu rak lehidim mitzvah lechalchila. That is all just for hidim mitzvah lechalchila. It is not ma'akev. But here we see in the Mishnah Berurah that one who is sholeit with shtei yadav, he holds it in the right hand, so only a real lefty will hold the kos in his left hand. What is considered a person that sholeit b'shtei yadav? So note 17, he points out, begeder sholeit b'shtei yadav, kosov l'kamona, Mishnah Berurah tells us later on, what is it considered that he is equal in both hands? Shehainu she'osek kol ha'melachos b'shtei and b'shaveh. That he could do all jobs that he's doing with his hands with each hand equally. Which excludes a person who's able to do things easier with his left hand, just he's also able to do it with the right hand. That's not considered a person who's equal with both hands. Equal with both hands means he's mamish equal with both hands. If he's strong with the left hand, he just could also do it with the right hand. That's considered a lefty, and he would hold the kos in his left hand. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sivav, Mishanosnu lo kos levarech lo yasiach hamavarech. Once the person that's leading the benching gets the kos, he should not speak. That's the person leading the benching. What about the other people that are there? V'hamasubin, the rest of the people at the Suda, ein lohem lo asiach mishahisru hamavarech. They should not speak once the mavarech started benching. So the one leading the benching has to stop his speech earlier. Once he's given the kol shav bracha, he has to stop speaking. But those who are mesubin, those who are sitting at the suda, they only have to stop their speech once the mevarech starts the benching. Needless to say, at the time when he's actually saying the words of benching, they have to listen and understand what he is saying. But even between the brachos of the benching, they should not speak. Now again, we're talking in the Mechaber here. The minhag used to be, as we'll get to later today and tomorrow, that the person who was being the mevarech, he was leading the benching for the mezumin, he benched and patted everyone from benching, and everyone just sat and listened. That's what we're discussing over here, as we'll see later and tomorrow, that nowadays we don't do it exactly that way. We bench along with the mevarech. But here we're discussing that they're not benching, they're just listening to his benching, and they're being yotzei with him. So needless to say, they shouldn't speak when he's actually saying the words of benching, but even when he's between the brachos, they shouldn't speak either. Vim avru v'sachu bein bracha lebracha b'shosh ha'mavarech shosek ma'at. But if they did the wrong thing and they spoke between the brachos at the time when the mevarech was quiet, yatsu, then they're yotzei. The Ramah adds on, afilu imsach ha'mavarech atzmo. Even if the one who was leading the benching himself spoke, he's also yotzei. Avol imsachu b'shosh ha'mavarech lo yatsu. But if the people listening to the benching speak while the mevarech is actually saying the bracha, then they're not yotzei, because then they're not hearing the benching. So if they speak between the brachos when he's quiet, then they're yotzei, b'dieved. If they speak while he's actually benching, then they're not yotzei, because they're not hearing the benching. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, beginning in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. We said the one that's leading the benching should not speak once he's given the kosher bracha. Till when, says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Aleph, the ad achash tiyaso. He should not speak from the time he's given the kos until after he drinks the wine. Shula achar gemar brachas hamazon, that is after the entire benching. If you look at note number 18, he says, on that which the Mechaber said he can't speak from the time he's given the kos, the af shekosav le'el shekvar min etzilas mayim achronim ein lahasik bedibur. It's a difficult thing to understand that the Mechaber tells us once he's given the kos shel bracha, he shouldn't speak. We already said earlier that once he does Ma'am Achronim, he shouldn't speak. So the Magen Avraham explains, "Shemeduber kan baofen shenosnu lo as akos kodem shenotam mayim achronim." We're discussing over here. They placed the kos in front of him before he washed mayim achronim. He's obviously not holding the kos, but he was placed in front of him before mayim achronim. He should stop speaking already then. So even though normally we said you stop speaking after you wash mayim achronim, but if you are leading the benching and they give you the kos before you wash mayim achronim, you have to already stop once they place the kos in front of you. And note 19 is going on that which the Mishabura said, the end time of when he has to be silent is till after he finishes drinking the wine after benching. Ula inyan shara mesubim, what's the end time for everyone else? We said the other mesubim to stop speaking once he starts benching. When are they allowed to speak? So the Shalosh Yeshivas Or LeZion tells us, Sha'af heim lo yasichu kol od shelo birach ha-mezamein v'shasa asakos. Even the other people at the Suda should not speak from the time he begins the benching until after he finishes drinking the kosher bracha. He shouldn't speak that entire time. V'chein das ha-gonur chayim pincha Scheinberg, she'yesh lihizor mil ha-asiach b'shash sheva brachos, ad she'yishtam mevarech. So in a case like last night when there's a sheva brachos, so the people who are around the table should not speak until the one who's going to drink the wine, the mevarech, finishes drinking, which is after all seven brachos. Dehainu ad la'achar sof ha-bracha ha-shviyah, so the end of the seventh bracha, which is the bracha b'ay p'ragofen. Ach kosov, or Shamri does write, shemuter le'zamer u'le'shorer mi'inyonei ha-brachos b'shas amirason. You are allowed to sing on the topic of the brachos during the brachos. Kevan shezeh me'inyon ha-bracha, that's considered me'inyon ha-bracha, and that would be okay. But other things, tam shmuzing, that should not be done until after all the seven brachos are completed. And at the end of note number 19, he points out, "Ula'achar shegomer ha-mevarech levarech birchas amazon." After the mevarech finishes benching, the Shaar Tzion writes, "Sheto sheyamtin milavarech boer piragofen ash yigmuru hakol loma yiru es Hashem v'yisaimu es birchas amazon." The person who's leading the benching should not make the bracha boer piragofen until everyone around the table is finished benching. That we saw earlier in the Shaar Tzion. He reminds us over here that he can't speak till after he drinks the wine. Everyone else can't speak till after he drinks the wine. But he should not make the bracha on the wine until everyone finishes benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkat Nuchaf Beis, we said that the one leading the benching should not speak once the kosher bracha is placed in front of him, but the ones who are sitting around the table and listening to his benching should not speak once he starts the actual benching. Sifkat Nuchaf Beis, aval mikodem rashoin lohasiach af shekfar notel ha-mevarech ha-kos biyodo. Before he actually starts the benching, they could speak even though he's holding already in his hands the kosher bracha. V'yesh mina poskim this sviru, there are some poskim that hold lahachmir bazeh, that one should be machmir v'nochon lochol shel divreihem, and it's good to be choshesh for their words. And that is that everyone should stop speaking once the kosher bracha is placed in front of the mevarech. Even though Meikra Adin, the Mechaber says, you wait till he starts benching, but really one should be machmir once he gets the kosher bracha and he can't speak, that no one else should speak as well. And then we pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch that needless to say, at the time that he's actually benching and saying the words, they have to be silent and listening to the words, but even between the brachos, when he's silent, they also shouldn't be speaking. Says the Mishabur in Chav Gimel, Shetzrichin Lishmo, they have to hear the words, Da'amavarech motzi osa mebrachas amazon. Like we said in the olden days, the one that was the mezamein, that was the mevarech leading the benching, was motzi everyone, they were just listening. V'im lo yishmu lo yetzeyu, and if they're not listening, they're not going to be yotzei, and therefore it's needless to say they should be silent while he's actually saying the words. But even we said, bein brach lo bracha, ein lohem lo asiyach, they shouldn't speak, sefkot nuchav dalud, dekev and deshamea ka'one, since the one who's hearing is as if he's saying it, harayhem kemavarach atzmo, they're like the ones saying the bracha themselves, and therefore, avada, they shouldn't speak in the middle of benching. Then we said, if they did the wrong thing and they spoke in bracha lebracha while he was silent, they are yotzei. And the Rama added on, afilu imsoch ha-mevarech atzmo. Even the one who's actually leading the benching, he's actually benching, he speaks in the middle of benching between the brachos, that's also going to be okay, b'di'evid. Says the Mishabura in Chavhei, da'asicha shebeintayim eino mafsedes ha-brachos b'di'evid. The speech between the brachos does not mess up the brachos b'di'evid, and therefore even the one who is benching, if he speaks between the brachos, b'di'evid is okay. V'dan, you should know, the Magen Avraham mitzadeh, the Magen Avraham is a tzad to say, the kol zehu dafka b'sicha b'shogeg. This that we're saying, if they spoke, if he spoke, b'di'evid, it's okay, that's all if the speech was by accident. Aval b'meizid, but someone who speaks in the middle of benching on purpose, afilu b'sicha mu'etes, even a little bit of speech, afilu b'im bracha l'bracha, even if it's between the brachos, chozer l'rosh b'chas ha'mazon, he has to go back to the beginning of benching. That is the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Ukumo gabe tefila la'el b'simen kuf yudalet sif zayin. Just like we said, by tefila, if a person speaks b'meizid, even one word, he has to go back to the beginning of davening. Omnon be'elye rabba nishar b'din zeh b'tzarech iyan. However, the Elye Rabba does not agree necessarily with the Magen Avraham, and he ends off that it needs investigation. V'chein hechranu la'el b'simen samechei b'mishabura, and so too, we were machria earlier in Hilchos Kriyas Shema in the Mishabura, de'bidyeved ein lachzor afilu k'shesach b'meizid. That b'dyeved we came out that you would not go back even if you spoke on purpose, ayin shom b'bir l'halcha. Ach, luchatchilu yesh lizar b'zaharbe. However, one should be extremely careful about this. The Maaseh, the Magen Avraham says that you should go back. We owe the Maaseh that you would not go back, even if it's amazing, but one should be extremely careful about this luchatchilu, not to speak on purpose in the middle of Kriya Shema, Shemoneh Esrei, or benching. V'im hoya bein bracha lebracha shium shihui meruba. If there was a long delay between the brachos of the benching, that you'd be able to theoretically finish the entire benching from beginning to end, even if you did not speak at all in between, it was just a pause. There are those who say that you have to go back to the beginning of benching. V'davki mashiwi hoya machmas ones, and it's specifically like we learned earlier in Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Hilchos Tefila, davka if the delay was because of an ones, you were forced to delay. For example, shayatzarach l'nakava, if you had to go relieve yourself, o shaya hamakom einonaki, or the place that you were located became dirty, a child soiled a diaper in that area, and you were not able to make your bracha anymore. In that case, where you stopped ba'ones and you had a delay, the time it takes to say the entire benching, and you did not say a word during that time, you would be required to go back to the beginning of benching. V'kamuvur la'el b'simet samechel in Kriya Shema, just like we said earlier, in simet samechel gabi Kriya Shema, v'uadin kan, benching is the same thing. V'ayim b'bir alocha shekasavnu, de'ein dinze borur l'maisa de'yachzor b'shvil shehiya ben bracha l'bracha. Look what we write in the bir alocha, where it's not so poshut that between the brachos, you would be required to go back to the beginning of benching with a long delay. Ach im shiwi kaze haya be'emtza bracha, but if this delay, the length of this time of the entire benching was in the middle of a bracha, tzarech lachzor, you would have to go back, v'rak lebrosh ha-bracha, but just at the beginning of that bracha. That was a very interesting shart sion over here that I want to read together, and that is in Sivkotan Chav Dalud, the fourth line of the shart sion. Just to review what we just pointed out in the Mishabura just told us that if you had a pause without saying anything, machmas ones, between the brachos of benching, the time it takes to say the entire benching, then that would require you to go back to the beginning of benching. That's what the Mishabura first brought down. Now, we had a discussion in Hilchos Kriya Shema Lagabi, the same inyan, that if you had a pause during Kriya Shema, you'd have to go back, but we said over there that you have to have a pause the time it takes to say the Birchos Kriya Shema as well. So if you look at Chav Dalet, he says, "Ukumo le'inyan Kriya Shema u'sha'arei dvarin de'be'inan davka shehiya mitchilasa v'yatzofa." Just like we saw by Kriya Shema and other things, that the delay has to be from the very beginning to the very end. The amount of time it takes to say the entire thing has to be the time that you delayed in order to require you to go back to the beginning. Kanal b'simin samechei v'mishabura. And now here he goes. V'lecha'ora ein l'shay rak k'dei ligmor ha'gimel brachos daraisa. Says the Chavetz Chaim, l'chora, it would only require you to pause the amount of time it takes to say the three brachos of benching, which are daraisa. As we know, we'll see later, there are four brachos of benching. The first three are from the Torah. The fourth one we hold is the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim is saying that, l'chora, you don't have to have a delay, the time it takes the entire benching, just the time it takes to say the first three brachos. V'lo damyu l'birchas kriya shma. And it's not similar to Birchas Kriya Shema, where we said the Bishah B'Kriya Shema, that if you pause in the middle of Kriya Shema, Misharin and Af Behem, then we measure the delay that it has to be long enough to say all of Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema together. We throw in Birchas Kriya Shema, even though they're only Midrabanan. Dehem Niskanu L'Kriya Shema, since they were established to come together with Kriya Shema, we throw it in together, and the pause has to be long enough to say Kriya Shema and the Brachos together. But the fourth bracha of benching is not comparable to the Birchas Kriyas Shema, because Birchas Kriyas Shema was established to be said together with Kriyas Shema, was put together as one thing. Mashenkin, the fourth bracha of benching, was not joined together as a team with the other three brachos. It was established b'fnei atzma. V'niskena achakach b'shvil haruge beitar. And as we know from the Gemara, the fourth bracha was established to thank Hashem for the people who were killed in Beitar. They were nitl kfura, that they were able to be buried. Kedisa b'shas. The adarabba, and the opposite is true. Kavu sheyane b'atzmo amen achar bracha shlishis. If you notice, we say by Uvnei Yerushalayim, we end off with saying amen to our own bracha, which we never do. And it was established b'davka to answer amen after our own bracha in that case, laharo shekanu gmar brachos, to point out and to show that this is the end of the brachos daraisa, and that ends section one of Birchas Hamazon, the daraisa section. And the next section is totally different, it's the Rabbanon. Why are we emphasizing that so much? To show that it's a separate chelik, and the fourth bracha was instituted later. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim says that it could be, he leaves off with Tzarach Ian, but it could be that even though when it comes to Kriyas Shema, the pause in Kriyas Shema to require you to go back has to be a pause to say the whole Kriyas Shema and all the brachos of Kriyas Shema. But when it comes to benching, it could be, if you're between the brachos of the brachos daraisa, it could be all you need is a shehiyah, the time that it takes to say the three brachos daraisa, and not requiring the shehiyah to include the bracha derabbanon, because there the bracha derabbanon is a totally separate bracha. But either way, and Mishabura ended up coming off, in the, like he said in the Bir Halacha, that this is not so pashit, that you would go back for a pause between bracha la bracha, but if your pause was in the middle of a bracha, then you would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, but it could be no gate over there, how long of a pause you need in the middle of the bracha, so possibly, lefida sharatzion, you'd only need a pause, and it's a very big nafkamina, because it's about much shorter if you only factor in the first three brachos. It's not for sure a quarter, possibly more, if you factor in the rest of the benching that comes after the fourth bracha, that you certainly would exclude. So it'd be a much shorter delay that if you paused during the bracha, you'd have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkat and Chavav. So we ended off and we said, but if they spoke between the brachos, so they're okay. If the Mevarech spoke, then he's also okay. But if the people that were listening spoke while he was benching, then they're not yotzei. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavav says as follows: V'talui bazeh. Here it depends a little bit what happened. The im lo gomer hamavarach adayin es habracha. If the people spoke in the middle of his bracha, meaning let's say they're in the middle of no delucha, in the middle of no delucha they spoke, but he didn't get to the end of the bracha. So then chozrin hamesuben umavarachin ba'atzmon mimakom shepasku lishmo adivrei hamavarach. Then all they have to do is go back and fill in the words that they didn't hear from the Mevarech. You know, like we do by Megillas Esther. They fill in the words they didn't hear till they catch up to what he's up to. And then they hear the end of the bracha with him. So they spoke in the middle and they missed a few words. So they just catch up those words and finish up the end of the bracha by hearing his bracha. That's if they spoke in the middle and only missed a few words in the middle of the bracha. But if the Mevarech finished the bracha already and they were mechaving to his bracha, but they missed words in the middle because they spoke, so that's mevatel the whole bracha for them. In that case, the people around who spoke have to go back to the beginning of the bracha and to make that bracha themselves. So if they spoke in the middle of the bracha, but caught themselves in the middle while they still had time to review those words and catch up to where the Mevarach was up to catch the end of the bracha with him, then they're good to go. They just be mashing those words. They don't have to finish up the bracha. But if they spoke in the middle and didn't get a chance to catch it up until they finished the bracha already, so they lost out that bracha, they have to start the bracha again, and they have to say the whole bracha themselves. Dekevan shedilgu be'emtza, because since they missed words in the middle, have a kelo amarua klal, it's like they didn't say the bracha at all. But then he qualifies it and he says, V'choze dafkim ayidei hasicha shebe'emtza lo shamu. This is only if through their speech in the middle of the bracha they didn't hear. V'dilgu dvarim she'em mi'ikra bracha. And they missed out on words that are the ikra of the bracha, the main part of the bracha. For example, k'mo bris v'torah v'kayosi bazeh she'em li'ikuv. As we'll see later on, bris v'torah in Birchas Haaretz in the second bracha is ma'akev the bracha. So they missed those key words that are ma'akev. So then they would have to go back and say the bracha themselves. Like we'll see in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. Avol, im dilgu rak dvarim sheim shalom mikra bracha, but if they only missed out on words which are not mikra bracha, So yatsu b'di'eved, then they are in fact yotzi b'di'eved, ve'enom tzrichim lachzor b'shvil zeh, and then they will not have to go back because of the words that they missed, because those words are not ma'akiv anyway. V'kol shekein im lo dilgu klal, certainly if they didn't miss any words at all, kigon sham mevarich atzmo soch oz be'emtza. For example, the guy leading the benching spoke himself in the middle of the benching, v'sochu gamim, even though that's worse, that he spoke in the middle of his benching, but if l'maise he delayed his benching because he was schmoozing in the middle, and they also spoke, so while they were speaking, they weren't missing any of the benching, after the vade shalokid in also, even though avada that was an inappropriate thing for everyone to be doing, mikomakom b'di'eved yasu b'di'eved they would be yotzei ve'enam tzrichim lachzor, they wouldn't have to go back because lamaisa they didn't miss any words. Let's look at the Shaar Tzion in Sifkaton Chaf Tes all the way at the bottom. A very important point which will lead us into tomorrow night's shiur, and then we'll see a very interesting note. In Os Chav Tes, the Shaar Tzion says, "Ulufima shekasa b'sif zayin." According to what we'll see tomorrow night in Sif Zayin, the Yesh Linhog Lomar bi'asmo ima mevarach b'lachash, that we should be noeg to read along with the one leading the benching quietly. Kamo shanu nohagim, like our minhag is, af im lo shamu dvarim sheim meikre habracha, even if they missed out on bris v'torah or other things that are the ikra part of the bracha. Me'a mevarach from the one leading the benching. Ein lach, but I'll say, you don't have to worry about that. Kevan she'amar ba'atzma b'lachash v'lo dileg me'a brachos l'maisa. You said the bracha yourself anyway, so it's not a problem. So l'maisa, this is not nogeya, because you're not going to miss words if you spoke, if you went back and were mashed on the words anyway. So anyway, you read along the chazan, so it wouldn't be nogeya, as we'll see, emir tashem, tomorrow night. But I want to go through note 21, most of note 21, not the entire thing. But let's just first clarify exactly what note 21 is going on. The Mishabura told us, that which the Mechaber says, that if you're listening to someone else's benching, and you speak in the middle of the bracha, you're not yotze because you missed out on the benching. It's up to the Mishabura, it depends. If you missed out on some words in the middle, you could be mashlim those words and still catch the end of the bracha with the Mevarech. So what comes out is that you heard the whole bracha, but some of the words you were yotze from the Chazan, the Mevarech, and some words you said by yourself. So it comes out that within one bracha, partially you're being yotzei with Shomei Ka'una, and partially you're being yotzei with your own words that you're saying yourself. So it comes out of very strange things. So if you look at note 21, he says, V'hainu sheyotzu yidei chavasam b'chelek habracha sheshamu min ha-mavarech. That they're being yotzei their chiyuv with a part of the bracha they heard from the mavarech. V'kosav ha-shon ha-alocho she-mavur mikam. We see from here, she-das ha-mishabura that the Chavos Chaim holds, she-efsher lotzei schatzi bracha midin Shomei Ka'una. That you could be yotze part of a bracha with Shomei Ka'una. That's a chiddush. V'chein ochiach akilas Yaakov, the stipler also proves this. Mi mashmos divrei ha-mishabura l'kamon, from the mashmos of the mishabura later on. B'shem the prima gadol ha-migilas Esther. She'efsher lotzei shidei chovas migilas Esther chatzi b'shmiyah v'chatzi pasuk b'kriya. Like we know, like we mentioned even before during this year, that if I missed a few words, I read it myself. So I'm being yotzei part of my kriyas ha-megillah with Shomei Ka'una, and part with my own words. Again, you see the Mishavura holds that you can be yotzei part of a bracha or part of a tefillah with Shomei Ka'una, and the other part you do by yourself. V'chein mavur mimash akosa b'shar tzion le'el shayotzei b'tefillah sashat, that if you're being yotzei with the tefillah of the chazan ve'eno Shomei kamatevos, and you miss out of some words, yachal lomar tevos elu b'lachash v'neatzim, you can say some words quietly to yourself. Again, we see the same idea that you could be yotzei shomei ka'ona with a partial bracha. Skip the next paragraph. The Chazon Ish takes issue with this. He brings a raya from the Mechaber that we'll see shortly. The Chazon Ish proves from the Mechaber later on that you can't be yotzei part of a bracha shomei ka'ona. The Shechnar is going to tell us later on in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalin. Le'inyan shlosha she'achlu ke'echad, three people were eating a suda together. Ve'ein shloshtam yodim es kala brachos. They don't all three, none of them know all the brachos. The Mechaber there says, if one of them knows one bracha, one knows another bracha, one knows another bracha, they each could be motzi the others in the bracha they know. But the Mechaber then says, she'ein echad yachal lohotzi es chaveru ela bebracha shlema. Avalo b'chatzi bracha. If I only know half the bracha, I can't be motzi everyone in half a bracha. It's either all or nothing. Umuchaf, says the Chazon Ish, it's muchaf in the Shulchan Aruch over there, she'i'efsher lotzeis b'chatzi bracha medin shomei ka'ona. That you can't be yotzei half a bracha with shomei ka'ona. Ubechetzia. How could the Mishabura say over here that I could be Yotze part of Bracha Shomea Ka'one and part not, when we see Mefurish and the Mechaber over there, if the guy only knows half the Bracha, he can't be Motzi the others. You can't split it. Half the Bracha he'll say, half the Bracha he'll say. You can't do that. It's all or nothing. So the Stipler answers the Kasha beautifully. The Yishev Akilas Yaakov, the Stipler answers, Sheyesh L'chalik. You could be L'chalik very simply. Sheba'ofen Shebirech HaMashmiah Rakhatzi Bracha. The case of the Mechaber later on, when the one who's making the bracha is only saying half the bracha, l'chol ha'deos lo mo'il ha'davar l'shomea, then everyone's going to agree the other one can't be yotzei shomea kohen on half a bracha when the mevarech is only saying half a bracha. He's not saying a whole bracha, so rather you can't be yotzei with half a bracha. Kevan shegam mevarech lo amar davar shalom, the mevarech didn't say a full thing. Which is not the case over here that Mishabru is discussing, where the one leading the benching said the entire bracha. The one who was listening to the Mavarech only heard part of the bracha. So there the Mishabru can be Yotze. So says the disciple very simply, when the Mavarech only says half a bracha, then the Shomea can't be Yotze. Shomea can't have half a bracha because only half a bracha was said. But if the Mevarech is benching the whole benching, he's saying the whole bracha, and you miss part of the words and you're mashing on your own, there you could be Yotzei part of the bracha of Shomei Ka'ona, because Lamaisa the Mevarech said a complete bracha. You're being Yotzei part of it, but at least there's a bracha to tap into, and therefore you could tap in halfway. That's what the Stipler answers. But a very interesting ending of the note over here. The Chayin Kosov B'Shachas Mincha Shlomo. The Mincha Shlomo says, same answer. Both, and then he adds on a very interesting thing. Shelefi De'azu, according to this, it should come out. A person who's not sure if he made a bracha on his apple. I don't remember if I made a bracha. So we know, we say, you don't make a bracha. But says the Mincha Shlomo, I see a guy about to make a shakal on his coffee. I need a ha'etz on my apple. Let's have a great eitzah. Example is l'sati b'tzitzis. I see a guy putting on his talus. He's going to make a bracha l'sati b'tzitzis. So if you have in l'shmo, I'm going to a I should listen to the guy making a bracha on his talis, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and I should know if Bari Priya Eitz, he's making a bracha on the talis. I should be Yotzei, if a person is making a complete bracha, we said you could be Yotzei, Shomei HaKona, part of the bracha. Perfect Eitzah, why do we say, Savi Baruch Zalakot, don't make a bracha on my apple, why don't I listen to a guy putting on his talis, say the beginning part of the bracha, so I avoid my saying a bracha of Atala, saying the Shem Hashem, I tap into Shomei HaKona from that, and then I finish the bracha on my own. To listen to the opening of the bracha from him, Dilvad alone. The rest of the bracha you'll say on your own. But he ends off and he says, we never heard such a whopping chiddush that you could do such a thing. And it could be these words of Rekiv Eger, or what the Mishabru is discussing in our case, is only when you miss words in the middle of a bracha. But not lagabe the ikar of the bracha, the Shem Hashem, the Malchus, Venisha, B'tzarachin, U'tzarachin. Because our case again in the Mishabura, where we see it over here, or certainly the other example of Megillus Esther, or even hearing Chazar Shatz from the Chaz, in all three cases we started with, were all cases where it's the middle of the bracha, you missed a few words, so you're just filling in those few words. But to go and extend that, to say I can be Yotzei Shomea Ka'one on the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam and then finish the bracha my own way, that's a much bigger chiddush, and we never heard such a thing. We can't necessarily extend this chiddush to go that far. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up with Siv Zayin tomorrow night.